you know, a very lovely thought here, too, is that the angel sat under this oak tree that pertained to Gideon's father, Joash. And there came a time when Gideon had to come out from under his father's umbrella. Gideon needed to stand on his own 2 feet. The angel didn't find Gideon under the oak tree, but Gideon was by the wine press threshing out wheat. And I'd like to suggest, young people, that you're at a stage in your life where the Lord has blessed many of you with Christian young parents that are in the assemblies that have made decisions. And what I mean by that is they've made decisions for the Lord. And those decisions hopefully have been positive in influencing you in your Christian life. But there comes a point in your life, and I believe that you are really at that stage, this 18 through 25, where it is now that you need to make your decision to stand in a day of evil, to stand in a day when others may be making decisions to go one way or another. My mind is often drawn back to that young man Demas in the book of Timothy. It says that Paul says he forsook him, having loved the present age. It didn't say that he went into the world doing drugs and immorality, but it says that he loved the present age. And it gives me the impression that he sought earthly things. And so you're at this crossroad, and I believe Gideon was at a crossroad as well. Dad was probably a brother who was well known, someone that loved the Lord. Mom was a sister that, you know, she stood on her own 2 feet. She knew what the Lord wanted. And they instructed this young man in the way that he should go. But you know what? Just like Gideon, his parents couldn't make him choose which road to travel on. Gideon had to say, I'm going to follow the Lord. And God made note of the decision that he made. And not only did the angel have his eye upon Gideon, but when the angel came, Gideon was involved in spiritual activity. He wasn't just sitting down, happy to say, well, I'm on this road, but Gideon was doing something. And you know what Gideon understood? He understood the times, like the sons of Issachar. He understood that if he was out in the open and he was threshing wheat, that the Midianites, the Amalekites, the children of the east, you know what they were going to do?
They were
going to
destroy it.
They were going to destroy it. So what Gideon did was he strategically positioned himself where the enemy would not be, so that he would be able to produce something of value for his own heart, for the heart of God first, and then to be able to be used of God.
I don't think we want to overlook the fact that this was work. He labored. This is hard work to labor. And I'm sure, just again, to make the application, I'm sure if we've ever been asked to take a Sunday school class or help out at camp or whatever it might be, it takes work to prepare something for the people of God. It takes work if we're going to be used of the Lord to give a word from himself to the saints of God in our local meetings or young people's or whatever. It takes work. We have to labor in the Word of God in order to produce something. And the Spirit of God is able to help us in that tremendously. But we don't want to overlook the fact that he was, as you mentioned, exercised. He was concerned about securing not a lot. This was probably not a tremendous amount of food, but it was something to help sustain the people of God. And the Lord blessed him for it.
But the thing is this, he wasn't doing that so he will be a Gideon that's going to take over and take the whole country and deliver. All the man was doing, I mean, I want you to think this way. He was just making food to hide it from the Midianite for his own soul, and maybe later on he has 10 people that were working with him, or maybe that's what he was doing. He was reading the Word of God and studying the Word of God. He did not know that the angel was watching him. He did not know that God is going to use him. He did not know any of that, and I don't think even he thought about it. All he did, he said, you know what? I have found thy word. I have found thy word, and I am going to eat it up. I am going to study the word. Young people, look, coming to a Bible conference is a wonderful thing. Being among Christians is a wonderful thing. But I tell you what, you cannot live on that. You cannot live on a Spruce Lake once a year.
That's right.
You cannot live on Grove City once a year. I am just telling you flat out. If you think that by coming here once a year, now you're okay. Coming, Brother Chuck is happy to see me, Brother Tony's happy to see me, Brother David is happy to see me. Well, I am wonderful now. You know what? I reached the standard. And the standard is to go to Grove City with the young people and to come to Spruce Lake with the young people and to go to the meeting. That's the standard. No. The standard is Christ. And the standard is reading the Word of God and feeding upon the Word of God. It doesn't matter if you're going to be a one that's going to speak in the meeting, if you're going to be the one that's going to lead the people of God. I don't know what the Lord has for you. But I tell you what, you study the Word to show yourself what? Approved to men? So men could say, oh, David is really good. I know when he was young, he was reading the Word day and night. David was reading the Word because he found the Word of God. It will sustain his soul. It will make him happy. Now, if God will use him in a different way, fine and well. Be aware of people that they tell you that they read their Bible so they can speak. Mm-hmm. Or they read commentary so they can speak. I don't want to hear that. You read the Word because it is the desire of the Lord, because you know the mind of the Lord. You will be strengthened in your own soul. And then, trust me, there were millions of people at that time, millions of young men. They're probably standing there playing with the Midianite. They were friends with the Midianite. They were probably playing soccer there. They were having just fun. And there was that young man. Where's Gideon? How come he doesn't come and play with us? Well, I mean, I don't know. He kind of lets just go there. He's a weird guy. He goes to that secret, but we don't know what he's doing. But Gideon was feeding his own soul. Gideon was feeding upon the Word of God. Read the Word of God.
Well, I wanted to draw another reference to verse 11. Now, I don't know what you think of when you think of an oak. But I like to think of the cross. I like to believe that the angel of the Lord is looking with a view from Calvary. If I realize that in my own life, it'll take care of the surfing, of the internet, of the pictures, of all of these things, to remember that God looks at things in light of Calvary. Now, I understand what you're saying a minute ago when you said it probably wasn't very much. Physically, that's probably true. But oh, how great it was in the eyes of the one that was looking. Here was one. Others weren't doing it. He was alone. You've mentioned they were adverse circumstances. But he was a man that had not given up. Now, I want to introduce something else. I want you to be conscious of the number of people that were affected by the life of this man as we go on. He is by himself here. He is alone at this point. But we're going to see the circle widens greatly. And we're going to see that not just hundreds, but thousands of people are affected by the life of this one man. Years ago, some of us studied Daniel. And we remember how that it appears to have begun with Daniel. He purposed in his heart. And pretty soon, there are three other brothers with him. And pretty soon, the circle widens. Young people, that's the way the Lord works today. Now, the great question is, what kind of an influence am I? Are other young people influenced to go on with the Lord because of what they see in me? Are the young people in my meeting encouraged? Are the older brothers and sisters encouraged by what they see? They should be. Am I one that is growing up and beginning to take part if I'm a young brother? I'll give you a little verse from Hebrews. Where, when for the time, ye ought to be teachers. What does that teach me? That teaches me that God takes account of time. And he says, as we have grown by years, it ought to be seen that we would be able, in our own measure, to be able to teach others what the Lord has taught us. It's a great question, but we'll go on with Gideon here, and we'll see that the first place that he's going to be tested is in the very home that he came from. That will be the first place.
But you know what? Go ahead, Tom.